shit.
That's Tubi Tuesday part two.
Oh man, we had to do a second part because this whole movie is a whole part two. So yeah. How long do you know?
Go bust that rap.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I was ready for it. I was ready for it. OG Pro P busting up in this jam.
Like Sam, I am. I eat green eggs and ham.
Wow.
Actual lyrics that I wrote when I was 16 years
okay,
old.
Okay, I thought, yeah, 16. You should have said 15. It would have made it sound.
I know. Good. I thought he could have said that.
Maybe it was 15.
Like
12. 12.
Don't admit that was 16-year-old lyrics.
It was the early 90s. It was the mid-90s.
But wait, yeah.
Just be glad I didn't write it. Just be glad I didn't write it 2 years ago. Actually, I did
be
write
glad
it. I wrote
that
it 2 years
you
ago.
Stopped rapping.
That's the key takeaway.
Somewhere there's a multiverse where I continue being rapping and I didn't become an animator.
Man.
I wonder how that guy is doing.
Epic failure. Yeah,
that guy's not very happy.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what are we talking about this time on this Tubi Tuesday?
All I Want Is You, part two. So,
All I Want Is You.
I watched this back to back like I was watching in one movie.
Man, same.
It was you gotta watch this back to
so
back.
I was like, I wonder how long it actually took for them to release the second one.
So what happens in this exciting conclusion of
it is the
All I
that's
Want
pretty
is
much
you.
What it was. It's like a show that's in parts. So yeah.
It's like a double feature of the same movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's true.
By Silk White, one of the
the director.
Our contemporary Black independent filmmakers. Apparently he writes books.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an author. Yeah.
And I guess it's Detroit. So did they do a last time on Leon?
I think they did.
Yeah, I think that's what this is.
Leon previous
so
previous
so
the previous
previously
Leon.
On yeah.
Yeah.
Previous Leon, yep. Oh man.
Do we want to recap the
if it's listeners,
no.
Just
you
listen
can,
to the other
listen,
one.
Yeah, listen to the other one. Because okay. I was going to warn people, if y'all thought the first one was crazy, you ain't hear nothing yet.
Man.
No, you,
man,
you really
man.
Have.
Man. Part two. Man. Because part one is like, oh, wow,
But yeah, part two was insane. But part one was insane, but part two was like, hold my beer.
Part two said,
hold my cocaine. Part two said.
Oh my goodness.
Good.
Yeah,
Lord.
So they do a little recap at the beginning, but so.
I mean, if they made this into a TV series, I'm all about it.
I would I would definitely.
I would
watch
a limited
it.
Series because it
yeah,
still
yeah,
it seems like it could you could
how far can you go
after
with this?
A while you could wear it out yeah you know like how far could you go so he did it right
two part
actually,
movie
you know I'll give it to him yeah two part kind of movie that acts like a
mini series a mini series
could have broken down into four episodes.
I guess this would be a two part mini series kind of like the The New
the
Edition movie. Kind of like the Jackson 5.
Yes.
Was Jackson 5 two or three parts? Whatever.
Oh,
it was
man,
like
I don't
a
remember.
Short
it was
run.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was two part though.
Oh,
so that's what this acts like.
So the last thing that happened in the part one was the PO, parole officer called Max at like in the more early, you know, in the middle of the night to come over and get this pussy.
Come direct quote.
Come get this fat pussy.
Oh,
I don't
goodness.
Know.
Oh man.
It's a line from the movie.
Oh man.
And then
we're
when
not
Chloe
being
showed
vulgar,
up.
It's a line from the movie.
And Chloe showed up and she was like, surprise, bitch. And that's how it ended.
Which
that's
is literally
the
last line of the first
one. Yeah.
Movie.
So it's been a good 2.5-3 minutes going through that just in case you hadn't seen it. Which is like
just to give you an idea how crass this movie is, we've had it on mute so far, and I've seen the word dick like 3 times on the caption. So
honestly,
you know,
if you wanted to, you could just watch part two. Because the part two does give you a whole recap and sums up the whole movie.
You ever seen those parody shows? They'd be doing a part two. They'd be like, they'd be making fun of what happened last time. I think Family Guy did it, and some other shows did it. Where it's like, it's clearly none of the stuff really happened. I remember Space Ghost Coast to Coast did that or whatever. It had a bunch of random stuff that happened. in part one that, he clearly never did. That's kind of what this movie is doing, but except it, all this stuff actually happened.
That, I mean, actually, that's you know what? What if there was a movie that just came out as part two?
Just like, then, right.
You know, she did say fat pussy.
And then it did
it. Yeah, that's a line from the movie. We're, oh, my goodness. We're not making this up.
Yep.
Fat pussy.
Yep. Oh, man.
Oh, it turned me off when she said that. I walked in like, okay.
Come get this fat pussy.
Her face turned me off. Oh, wow. So,
I mean, she caught him in the room, and the first scene of part two is, you know, she like, surprise, bitch. I know you've been, you know, keeping my husband to this ultimatum that he keep fucking you or whatever, so you won't have to, you know, mix his pee with cocaine and send him to jail or whatever. And so now she's just talking cash money shit. That's what this scene is. Like, she's... And she, because the wife is in the room right here, and P.O. is still talking shit. Like, you can keep fucking me or go back to jail.
Yep.
Like, she gives no shits.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's... Girlfriend. She's just a girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, she's not the wife. She's just a girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Some stuff that happens later.
Yeah.
So what exactly did she think she was going to do when she went over there? Because, I mean, she ends up saying, okay, and leaves.
I'm like, okay, are you going to like assault the police officer?
I thought she was going to record her on her phone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I got proof that you're blackmailing
her. No, she didn't even do nothing. She just said, okay,
you know,
y'all have sex. Goodbye. I love you still.
That would have been an actually logical thing to
do. Come out there with her camera phone. Surprise, you know,
got you, bitch.
And then you know, in her office with no clothes on. Like, that should be a reason to fire someone.
She literally says, come get this fat pussy. You would get, you could record it.
That is like, absolutely what she's doing. Illegal. That is harassment. So, yeah, but no, that's not what happens. All of a sudden, though, she ends up becoming the pro officer ends up becoming, you know. Like, I've changed, and I'm sorry, and I, you know.
Yeah, rewind it about 30 seconds. Do that. Look at this shit.
I don't let think of all of you.
Look, I've been away from my woman for a long time. She waited for me. She has been nothing but good to me. And now you making me reward her with cheating on her parole officer. I didn't know
she's all in love now.
Right.
Now, Max laid down there. She don't know
she
how
even
to
sounds
act.
Different. Her face expression is different. Like, everything is so different. Max was right.
Max fucked up the submission.
Yeah, well,
he fucked her so hard, changed her personality.
I know. he fucked her into a different personality, into a different character.
Her name's no longer parole officer. She's a whole nother character.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
But, and so she becomes like mad, you know.
I mean, this really happened. Her personality literally
changed.
Like, for real. It's like, it's weird. Like, that parole officer in part one, that character's dead. Right. Now.
She's super sweet.
She's so sweet. Yeah,
all of a sudden.
And
doesn't work because you like.
You
were total.
Right. And the transition, the transition was like literally 2 seconds.
So
like the scene before is, I'm gonna put you keep yelling at you know all that stuff now. The very next
girlfriend.
Scene,
she's
super
wait,
stop,
stuff
pause
and...
that. Right?
This is so funny. You want me to play it?
So the wife. The PO whole personality is like, it just doesn't work because of that hard ass pivot they did. And now she really just sprung at this point.
She came to bring Max some food.
Just sprung.
Yeah, she was like, I just came to bring my man some food.
She all cooking
like
a,
like,
cooking him
right. She's like
lunch
a complete,
stuff at
weird.
His office.
She bringing him food.
You know.
Like, damn, how hard did he...
Oh
That's like she on like, Toxic Adventure.
You know, that was a long time. It's been a very long time.
Remember on Toxic Avenger, they had sex and suddenly she's cooking a lot of eggs.
Wow.
Yep. Something like that. That's what happens.
Or he probably fucked her like on Good Man. Because he did just get out of prison.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So.
Oh, I know, right? Different positions. No, but that's not the PO. No, but he had Chloe. Chloe is clearly finer than the PO. Like, come on,
Chloe was making him have sex with, because he said he was going to stop.
He's like, I would rather go back to jail and finish out my bid. Because right. He's out on parole. You know, that's the whole thing that she holding over his head is that he's out on parole. He like, look, fuck parole if I got to keep fucking her.
But it's mainly because he don't cheat on Chloe. But, I think he kind of finds the parole officer attractive because of stuff that happens later.
But he doesn't want to cheat.
Later. I just exactly.
I just think he ain't had eyes for nobody else. But all he wanted was Chloe. But when she pushed him,
I don't know. Josh might have a point.
I mean,
though.
I understand that what happens
because
later.
Of stuff that happens
but
later.
I'm just saying stuff happened later. There's arguments that maybe he just found somebody.
Well, when I was
you mean
when
that
I was
that
in a relationship,
him
yeah,
to
exactly.
What?
Yeah, when I was in a relationship, I wasn't a cheater. I didn't have eyes for anyone else. Now that I'm single, I'm like, yeah, you know, I can look at other people or whatever. So it could be like that, you know?
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. She just pushed him away. But what happens in this scene that you want me to pause?
Just the fact that Max is at work. He goes into Malcolm's office to clean up. And this, we can't even.
Oh my gosh. I was not expecting that audio. Oh my gosh.
I had to play the audio.
Oh, that was all loud. That was ADR kind of audio right there, boy. We gotta make sure we get the sound in right.
Man. Yep. So what's happening for those that hadn't seen it?
If you can't tell by that audio, Malcolm is getting his dick sucked in his office, and Max walks in on this. And it's not Sophia doing this.
Because
Malcolm is clearly cheating
on
Sophia.
How unprofessional is this? You got, first off, if you're going to have the audacity.
Lock your
door. Lock the damn door.
It's like, come on now.
But Malcolm is the kind of guy, he's like, I could do whatever I want.
He thinks he's so powerful.
Right. That's why he don't lock his door. That's why he's like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Look at the smug look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I remember this. Everybody. That's
everybody.
Right.
Everybody,
was like,
everybody up
shows
on this dude
up
at once.
To Max.
He got the P.O. ganging up on him.
On his first
he got
day
his
away.
Wife telling him to fuck the P.O. He got Malcolm telling him, you better not tell nobody. You just come and get some head or I'm going to fire you. Then he got
Snow
coming into the damn office talking
all
shit.
These
talking
villains.
Where my $40,000? Like, I don't have
I'm a janitor.
Literally sweeping up the floor.
You talking to me while I'm in my janitor?
You come to me
right.
at my office while I'm sweeping up trash.
I'm a janitor.
You want $40,000 by next
week. I don't have $40,000 to hand anybody.
Literally, Max is dealing with the three villains of the movie back to back in the same scene.
He's like, I just got out of prison. I'm doing custodial work. You know good and fucking well I don't have $40,000.
But you said it.
Leave me
you
the
did say
alone.
Last, I guess last one, Mark. Or I think you and Josh were saying it's like basically he wanted him to work for him.
Right.
So,
right.
so
he's
like,
he's
yeah, you
this.
Can work off that $40,000 because you owe me. He's trying to use that over his head to pin him.
Just to make him work again.
Into
to
working.
Make him sell drugs
right.
again.
Because that's when am why... I ever finished? When am I ever caught up with you? When am I ever squared away with you to where we don't got to see each other no more? You see what I'm saying? Like,
right. That's why Snow came up to his job.
To show. Like,
to
I,
that.
You know.
That's to show
you know
him.
You
like,
ain't
going to
have
you
enough.
You just a janitor, nigga.
Just to show. That's
it
a
is.
Power move. Just to show that I still
I know
got
where you
power
at.
Over
I can take
you.
Care of things. And so he's right. like. So you can tell right. that Max is like, I got to figure this out because I got to get all these people off my neck. So all I want to do is
know,
have an honest living and live with my girlfriend and just and have a nice life after out of jail. Just
right.
Be normal.
Exactly. Got to deal with the crazy. Got to deal with the crazy and, PO officer. Got to deal with his crazy boss. Yeah,
and he don't really care. He don't really care about Malcolm at all. He's like, you do what you gonna do. Like,
right, right.
He don't care.
Right.
He's like, I'll stay out of the way. Like, I don't. He make me no difference. Like, it ain't my. You ain't my wife, or you ain't. You know, it's not my wife. You know? Which it doesn't make no sense.
Good
why?
Night.
Like, what in the world?
I know, man. Stop
it don't
it.
Make
stop.
No sense. But I mean, cheaters.
Stop. No, stop the movie and pause it. So we can look at her.
Oh goodness!
Crystal the doll just walked in a very skimpy outfit, as usual. But yeah, Chloe and Sophia are talking.
Did she ever tell? I don't think she told her that the PO was sleeping.
I don't think I ever really pay attention to what they're talking about in the scene. Because
I think she
what
did
I'm
tell
seeing
her.
Is just distracting. What she is saying.
You funny.
Yeah, Chloe does tell Sophia about the PO officer blackmailing Max.
That's right.
She's like, and she says pissed, she's like, I think I gotta kill her.
She's expressing that she wants to kill. She wants to kill. Right. Like,
which
I'm
I mean,
kill
I thought
bitch,
she was
like, going to
do
real.
More than the threats. You know, with at the first time she showed
because,
up.
Because Yeah,
but Chloe, but you know, as we established in the first movie, Chloe ain't nobody to fuck with. You know, remember she busted this girl upside
the head
with a glass
bottle
at the restaurant.
Probably because she don't want to mess up. Like, she want to make sure she got a good enough plan so that Max ain't in jail.
Because
she can't have
right,
do cause it.
Because the parole officer is a supervillain.
She
she's a supervillain. That's a supervillain
move
like,
type
thing.
Well, there's a threat then now.
Wait, what's the supervillain move?
The parole officer.
The threat. Yeah, the threat of, like, if you don't do this, then I will submit your the cocaine and your pee to, you know, and then you'll
there's
be
like an
violated.
Ultimate threat to hang over them.
So she's just trying to figure that out.
She's like, might have to just kill her for this to go away.
Yep.
So she's I gotta kill
her whole face. The parole officer's face just looks completely different.
It's like seriously a different character.
I mean, she's
so
like,
it's...
look how sweet and sensual she suddenly is.
Yep. Just like
she's like, hey baby, you know I've
what's
been
wrong?
You. Biting her bottom lip and shit, talking all soft and shit.
Right.
Like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Exactly. It's a complete. It's so weird. It's a bigger character shift than. The Menzel in The Wrong One.
Oh, goodness.
After that punch. Mm-hmm.
That came out of nowhere. So, but I guess because Max punched her.
Well, that,
in the
oh,
fat pussy.
Goodness. Oh, wow. 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 Wow.
This episode is NSF.
I'm going to put that in the ear again. But, yeah.
NSFF. Not safe
if you're
for family.
If you're a regular listener of this podcast, don't
none
ever
of our
listen to us at work.
Nothing is appropriate for work. What's wrong with you? Put on some noise canceling headphones.
I said, you happy now?
See how she's different?
Listen to the music, though.
This is the scene that's supposed to make you feel for her.
This is the parole officer talk.
She says she loves.
Does she have
her
a
name
in
parole
this movie?
Officer.
No, it's still parole officer.
She just want to have a home with him.
What about my husband?
Please don't take
I
that
just
away.
I want to be happy
from
with you.
Yo, happy.
It's not right. You know it.
What do you want me to do?
Find somebody else, bitch.
Do what's right. And let me go. So she,
I'm pretty sure there's plenty of guys
she,
that would
she letting
her,
her letting
you
them
know?
Go.
I won't bother you again.
That was the transition. No, she's not.
They got the soft music. She's not a good one. When has she ever been a good
woman? It's because now she is because she's
goodness.
Letting him go.
She was never a good woman.
She's not going to blackmail him again.
Oh, man.
No, I wouldn't trust that. I need to watch you throw that cocaine piss away.
Oh, this is, I think we need, we're going to hear this part.
I don't pay him by the end of the month. I'm a dead man.
Look, do you want me to get the authorities
involved? No,
she's so concerned.
So concerned. Just eyebrows are shifting the other way.
Right.
So how can I help you? I want to help you to be a better man. I want to help you so much now.
She's going to write this nigga a check for $40,000.
So. No,
well, is it in the scene when she does
out of
it?
The happens. Goodness of her heart.
But no, yeah,
she it does happen. Yeah,
so I mean,
look how hurt and softened she is. Look how emotional she
calls her
she
babe.
Is. And why is he softly kissing her?
Because she changed her personality. Well, so now he's
been sleeping with her for how long at this point?
I don't know, like three times.
I feel like it's been longer than that. I feel like they have.
No, I don't think it's been that long.
Sleeping.
I don't think it's
been
that long.
Three times. It's been
I think it's been three times.
As much as she was asking for it.
No.
She was just asking for it.
Dude was in prison. Dude was in prison for 4 years. Yep. That's all it took, Jason. That's why she's like, whoa, this dude fucked me like he hasn't fucked a woman in 4 years. And that's,
oh, man.
That's what happened. Yep.
And she hasn't had no dick in over
she
a year.
Said, yeah.
According to her. So it was just a perfect combination for both of them.
He has a lot of things wrong with that scene, though. So she's all like soft. The music is all. I think that whole point of that scene.
What is. Are they in a closet? Where are they right now?
In his house. Talking about Sophia and Malcolm. They're at a.
It looks like a giant walk-in closet.
Probably is. He's supposed to be rich, you know? He got to, you know.
But I mean, why is there a table in there? Why are they eating at a table in a walk-in closet?
It's a very designer dining room type thing, or maybe one of his mini rooms or whatever, since he's, you know.
Yeah, I like Malcolm's house, but I kind of like Chloe's house better.
I know. That's why Chloe
got a dope-ass house.
She does. It's like, why... Chloe got money, but it's weird.
Same house, different. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this movie has money.
Everybody in the movie is balling,
except for Max.
But they try to make it sound like, oh yeah, this scene. Chloe is drunk, and she's
lashing out. Because she know he been fucking the PO.
It was their idea.
Like, nigga, you been telling me to do.
First of all, he wasn't fucking her when he came back from her.
Right,
because she broke.
He literally just cut it off. Right,
right. But she's all, let me smell your dick. Let me smell it. You've been fucking that PO. And it's like, girl, you told me to, and I don't want to, and I will go back to jail, all this stuff. And but she's drunk. That's why she's acting like that. Because she's like, you cheating on me. I'm like, it's weird. He's like trying to, but he didn't want to talk to her about it because she's too drunk. So I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Wait, did he actually have sex with her?
No, he didn't have sex with her. No, he didn't.
So what is she talking about?
She's just drunk. That's what I'm saying. Oh. She just knows he was there and just accusing him or whatever. Meanwhile, though, the person that is cheating is Malcolm. Mm-hmm. Malcolm was gone for like 6 hours, and Sophia was all waiting for him. He's like, don't
shut up.
You know, don't talk to me. Yeah, I can do whatever I want. He ain't gonna admit to He ain't gonna admit to cheating on her, but he's just like, why are you worried about where I'm at?
You know, Malcolm, this guy should have played Manziel.
Yes. Exactly.
That would have been perfect.
That's exactly right. You're right.
He should have played Manziel.
That makes way more
personality
sense.
Makes more sense because he's arrogant.
The way he looks.
And he's capable of like being an abuser.
Right.
And the way he looks is more believable that the women would go for him.
Right. That makes a lot more sense. Should have casted that guy.
Yeah, he should have played Manziel.
So we can keep going because there was a point where as they resolve things. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got those same bowls.
So,
well, Chloe apologizes to Max the next day. Yeah, when she's sobered up and stuff.
And then Silk White makes her repeat it. There's literally a scene where Silk White changes the batteries in his recorder, and then it goes back to the movie.
I love that. Though,
I kind of like that. It's like, wait a minute.
Because it made it a little more realistic. Like, oh, you remember she's telling the story. It's almost like it reminded you that she's still in prison.
Exactly right.
Is she still in prison? So
it's reminding you that
still...
Silk White made this movie too.
Oh man!
But that's kind of meta, though. That's
Yeah, I'm not mad. Parole officer comes to him at work, and this time she's not threatening him for anything. She's just apologizing. She's just like, "I'm sorry for everything I've done."
Right, she's
listen. Wait, play. Just play her talking. Just how sweet she is.
The music is perfect.
Promise me that if you and Chloe don't work out. You give me a call.
That's the perfect thing to play.
Yeah, I promise. Got you.
All right.
He's chuckling as he says this. Like, yeah, whatever.
little gift from me to you for putting the spark back in my life.
Oh my God. Wait, what? Now she's not a supervillain anymore.
Well, I can't take this. Actually,
I can't. Change his mind.
That's what I'm talking about.
Life.
I mean, for real though, you've been blackmailing me as prostituting me, so the least you can give me is $40,000.
So, like,
dollars.
She gave him the ad, and he's like, okay, I accept it.
Right. So he was like, actually, you know what?
That was good writing. I'm glad that he accepted it.
I love that line. Yeah. I love that line.
She's like, I still don't like parole officer.
Because the polite thing to say is, I can't accept this. You know, and then the real thing to say is actually,
yeah,
I can't take this.
Oh, but Chloe runs into the PO officer
leaving the office.
Mm-hmm. Right, even though
Chloe comes into the office as PO,
which she doesn't. I mean,
right?
She's like, he's still fucking it
because he said that he stopped.
Right.
That's what she thinks.
Because characters kind of changed
now,
at this
Chloe's
point.
Chloe's the villain.
Where it's almost like Chloe's almost like a villain now, where the PO is a good person now because she, you know, hey, thanks for putting a spark back in my life. Here's $40,000.
How much money
I'm
does
a good
she
person
make?
Now.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense. You're a parole officer, not a
movie
star.
It's $40,000.
Where does she burn?
To give away.
Give.
Damn.
He doesn't give a fuck. Oh my goodness. So in Malcolm's office. Oh. Alright, so Malcolm is fucking doggy style. He's fucking doggy style this girl in his office.
So
Sophia decided to come visit Malcolm and surprise him at work. She
and
opens
Sophia
his office
coming in looking fine as a mug.
Yes, and she
and
got
she
flowers
in,
or whatever.
She got flowers for this nigga. He coming up, and he is in the middle of
pounding doggy style. This woman,
a whole
moaning.
Different girl that was giving head. This
what
a
is
whole
he doing in his
woman.
Office?
Yeah,
what's his job?
Fucks.
He just
fucks. He fucks for a living.
That's what was that movie?
No disrespect.
I what he's what supposed was. To learn.
He's like,
everything is fine. That's by my dick.
Which needs to be a shirt.
So that's pretty much what Malcolm is doing, I guess.
He just does whatever he wants. Like I said, Malcolm thinks he can do whatever he wants because he's rich. And he's like, you know, he's that kind of guy. That's why he don't have no lock on his door for his office and stuff. And he can just fuck this girl in the middle of the day in his office, knowing that people...
No lock on the door, nothing.
Knowing that people, like, if you're a boss, like, come on, man. Everybody's had a boss. And you need to go to your boss's office and get something from your boss.
And you walked in, he was fucking somebody.
Right, it's like, come on, man. But I think the secretary tried to stop
maybe.
Sophia.
She knows what's happening.
Said, no, don't get nobody, you know, because the boss could be like, don't let nobody come see me for the next hour. You know, I ain't taking no calls or whatever for the next hour or 15 minutes or whatever. And then of course, he don't have to lock his door or whatever. So he can just do whatever the fuck he wants. That's the kind of person Malcolm is. So Sophia sees this and then walks right out.
She looks hurt.
She leaves. Yeah. So that's what happens. So that's the setup. Okay.
Do you want to listen to it or you just...
I mean... What, like we heard the other audio of him fucking?
We'll keep that muted.
I don't think so.
But she looks so sad. She's like, oh, man.
She throws the flowers in the garbage. Sophia is hurt.
So that sets, poor Sophia. That sets up two different things. Like Chloe's angry at the pro officer, and Sophia's angry at her boyfriend.
Oh, this scene.
This is the same.
Max meets up with Rodney. Oh my gosh. All right. We gotta talk about this.
Yes.
And Marcus. All right. So Max gets the money from
$40,000
officer. He meets up with a $40,000 check. He meets up with Rodney, his friend, who they've both been like avoiding snow like stuff. And so Max tells Rodney. Like what happened? Hey, look, everything's good now.
I don't know why he felt the need to tell Rodney that.
I don't
exactly.
Either.
And so they cut the scene. It goes back and forth, but from what I remember,
he gives Rodney the money.
He gives Rodney the check.
Something happens. Was like, hey, says, I gotta go give this. I gotta to deal Snow. With this.
And Rodney's like, man, I'm gonna go take care.
I gotta
of you
deal with.
Right.
I gotta deal with something with Chloe or whatever, and then.
So, anybody, I don't care who you are, and we're not even telling you what's gonna happen next, but. That's so stupid.
That was the stupidest thing that Max did.
I trust yes. the two of you more than just about anybody, other than like, you know, my my own family.
Right.
And I would not give now one of
you. I would not accept it.
I need to see Snow take the money.
Exactly.
Out of my hand. I need just for my own peace of mind, I need to see him take the money. From
exactly.
Me.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. That's what I was like, Max. That was dumb. That was
the
dumbest thing.
He was pretty
Max
cool up until
movie.
That point, because it's like he's good hearted because he's like he got a because I think that
he's
that's
too
the
trusting
problem.
Too. That's the thing about so, Max. Right. Max is very trusting. That's his downfall.
And, which is really interesting considering he just
right.
got
Why
out.
Why is
of
he
life,
so bro? Trusting?
Oh, so Max gets home and he sees Sophia's not
Chloe.
Not Sophia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Chloe.
Chloe's
not
her.
There. Mm-hmm. Right. And so he's trying to find out where Chloe is. She's not answering his calls. She is stalking the parole officer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she gets to the parole officer's house.
That's a nice Glock. I don't know why she would cock
it. And then put it in her pants.
Put it in her pants. That's
that's
effects.
Not, realistically, don't do that.
Please
yeah.
don't do that. If you go roll up on somebody, listeners, don't do that.
But this is I'm gonna play this because like, why in the world did she respond like the way she responded? Because like, yeah, like the parole officer is hilarious because we understand what
a different
all
person
happened
now?
In part one and. They have not talked. The last time that they talked was when she said,
when she was a supervillain, when she threatened
that's
black
the last time they
stuff.
Had a conversation. So parole officers dig in her car, right. getting something, and then Chloe comes up behind her, and this is where we hear.
Hey, Chloe. What are you doing here?
We're friends.
Everything's cool, right?
Listen.
I'm sorry, and I'm done with that, okay?
Now?
No, I feel the same.
What you think? Shake my hand?
I'm supposed to shake your hand?
Exactly.
Bitch. You just talking to my man in my face and you think
she pulls a gun out.
Man, everything's all good. Bitch, you got me fucked up. You're talking about shit. You don't want to do it. I made a mistake. You knew exactly what the fuck you was doing. Wait. Just think about what you're doing. My man.
She shot her in the leg.
Yep.
Yeah, she shot her in the leg.
Forward. Put the gun down.
How did he know where she was?
This shit ends tonight.
Baby.
He figured it out.
He know his woman.
She's not worth it. She's not worth it. Baby, we done been through too much. Niggas.
He slowly lowers the gun, gets her to lower the gun away.
She kicks her.
Oh, she kicks her.
She kicks her in the gunshot.
Oh, wound. Goodness.
So I dealt with some pretty bad, despicable people
and
in my past.
Thought about doing
some evil people. Some, you know, I told y'all about my one of my old bosses, really evil. I don't care how good that person would be now. I don't blame Chloe.
Right. No hard feelings. Reach your hand out to handshake. Just because your tone of voice and your apology. Yeah, no hard feelings, right?
No. Like,
just because you're acting like a whole different character right now, don't change the fact that, like, no. Nah.
You were still a villain.
The whole time, from the first second she was on the screen.
It's like Thanos being in Infinity War, and then you see Thanos again. Hey, guys.
No hard
feelings. Cool now.
Kill half.
And then Thor still cuts his head off.
I mean, that kind of was what happened. With
right. That actually did.
It was
like... It gave men literally start like that.
No hard feelings.
Oh, guys. You know, that was a different me. A different time.
No hard feelings, right?
Things are better now. My arm is fucked up, you know.
I learned my lesson.
I mean, look at me. I lost things too.
Things that I love. I understand now. Things are different, right?
I understand too.
No hard feelings, Avengers, right?
Thor just slicing his head off. Yeah.
So I get it, you know.
Definitely.
You know, we don't condone gun violence or slicing people. We just saying,
head off.
Well, don't slice nobody's off. Head off. Well, you know, we got to tell everybody all literally now.
Yeah, make sure that's clear. But yeah, so Chloe's facing, you know, assault charges.
Yeah, so she's
undoubtedly facing.
Yeah, she shot the parole officer. So, come on, man. It's not like a regular person. Like, this is a parole officer.
Right, you shot a whole parole officer.
So I think, is he telling her to turn herself in or what? Because I think there's a point where...
I think so.
Because he's all saying, I'm going to wait for you. You know, this is going to be... oh, and then she's like, that's the first time I went to jail.
Right, yeah, because Sil White is asking herself, oh, so this is how you... This is why you
keep going. Thanks.
Anyways, where was I?
I just like this. So...
Gonna keep interrupting me.
Ooh, this scene right here.
What do you like?
I like
about
this
scene
a lot. Well, other than what she's wearing, so Malcolm gets home to Sophia wearing, you know, this really pink lingerie type thing, and she's like, "Where you been?" He's like, "Oh well, okay. You might have to play this, Jason."
What's the rush?
Especially the way he's talking to her. You might have to rewind it. Rewind it a little bit.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you like my outfit? Like, she wearing this for him and like...
She's testing him. She's mm-hmm. testing him out because she knows
that's really
he's
what
she's
doing.
Hey,
Lucky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to play this whole scene out.
That's good. You like my outfit?
Well, I'm tired. I'm going to take a shower.
What's the rush?
I'm tired from fucking.
That's all he do all day.
I need to take a shower because, you know.
He's still being big man. Because Sophia got a plan. That's what I like about this.
She pulls a gun out.
So, pull the Glock out.
Oh, yes, I do. I came to your office today and I had to watch you fuck another woman in my face.
Baby, what are you talking about?
Malcolm. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Where the fuck is the money?
What money?
My money? That's what it's about?
Malcolm, stop playing with me. You heard what I said. Where the fuck is the money?
She said she's a bad girl now.
I know. That's what I was thinking. She's just switched up her character, too. Actually, Sophia's character change makes
make
a lot
the most
of sense.
Right.
Because
it's like, and the transition was her seeing him sleep in her office because she knew he was abusive.
Right. She's been beat down too much. Oh, he tried to grab up. Oh, and then she just shot
his
and killed
ass
him.
Shut.
Yeah, because he tried to throw the money up in the air.
Destroyed.
Not feel bad,
not
man.
At all. You felt bad for Malcolm.
I was like, "Come on, Malcolm." I shed a little tear for Malcolm and stuff. I was like, "Come on, now, Malcolm." Oh, not my favorite character.
Poor Malcolm.
And so, I pulled out the smallest violin I had and tried to play it.
So she just grabbed whatever money that he had. So she just grabs it and runs after shooting and killing him.
Right, but she got caught.
Long story short. All
right, so now I played it. Wait. All right, so this one, Max sitting with his friend, fucking
Rodney,
talking about, and then so Max at this point then got the check cash and all that, get ready to pay his homie.
Hey.
So he didn't.
Let's look on the bright side.
Plus he's talking about Chloe's in jail and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Care of that right now, bro.
We got
like 3 days left. Man, I ain't even in the right mind to be dealing with snow right now.
Look.
This is the stupid. He's not in the right mind.
Go pay Snow. We could live to see another
to
day.
To deal with Snow.
Never mind.
Oh, he didn't even get a K. He just gave him a chick.
Right.
Why does he do this? Because, and it's not even, that's not a good enough reason.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. More like, hey, let's go together to the bank and go pay Snow together. Right.
So how does this work, though? Unless can you do that? Can you hand, if the check, if I got a check made in my name, can I just hand it to one of y'all?
I'm wondering if she made it out to him, but she knew he was going to pay Snow back, so she probably just made a blank check.
She probably didn't put his name. Yeah, it's probably a blank check. It probably says, it probably doesn't have the name on the check. So you can put whoever's name. That's the only way
that would work. $40,000, a blank check is like, that's stupid.
Irresponsible. A $40,000 blank check?
Yes, of course it is. That's why I said that was a very dumb move, Max.
The parole officer to do that.
So she should have put it in somebody's name.
Yes, it was just...
Because that money, she should have put it in Max's fucking name.
Like, Max, you here, you cash. Unless he can't...
You do whatever you want with this money when you cash check.
But I mean, can he go to a bank
and cash? He can't, because
that's what I mean. As an ex-con or something, you mean?
Oh, so this scene. So Chloe is in prison.
She's in jail.
And she calls
she's getting ready to... this is like when she was first in jail for like, and they were like getting enough evidence.
Yes. But she's calling Max. Basically what happens is she asks Max to talk to the parole officer about dropping the charges. So she can reduce her sentence.
So that's what's happening with this.
So that's a
fair scene. You know, that makes sense. What's special about it?
Because I thought of something else where she says that she's going to try to do this herself. But that's just, just to extend the movie or whatever. But yeah, he tells Chloe that he's gave the money
also,
to
everybody
Rodney.
Starts making really dumb decisions here in the movie. You got the parole officer who wrote a $40,000 blank check. You got Max who decided to give the $40,000 blank check to an irresponsible person in the movie.
Oh, this part too. She also says, Chloe tells Max also, like, you know, ask the parole officer to reduce my, drop the charges. But if I find out you fucking her, I'm killing both of y'all.
Yeah,
that's what she says.
Yeah. And then in this scene, Chloe is like, I got to do this alone. Like, fucking why?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, don't call me. Don't reach out to me while I'm in here. But we were in contact the whole time I was locked up. How suddenly you want to be by yourself? And then at the same time, you're going to make an ultimatum that I better not fuck somebody. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
I know.
You know, it's like the bad decision after bad decision at this part in the movie. It's like, what reason do you have that you got to do this alone your way? When you were by my side the whole time I was locked up, like, why can't I be there for you when you locked up? You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to be like, you better not go fuck her, even though I told you to fuck her several times.
Like, yeah,
like,
it's
weird. What the fuck is this? Everybody suddenly got a different dynamic now in this movie.
So
it's, I don't know.
But, everybody is completely different in part.
So her sentence would be less if the parole officer says, like, I dropped
parole
the charge.
Officer,
but it's not dropped.
Right.
So she's still gonna be assault.
I mean, she still got shot, but she's...
I think it says it's going to be 5 years.
Right.
Yeah,
well, she still has to serve time. She just got her time reduced.
That was the difference.
Yeah, it's going to be 5 years instead of 9 years.
That's almost a half. So.
And that's how you know the parole officer has changed into a different character.
I'll do whatever I can. It's like, my fault.
I understand.
Look how she's laying in the bed, just so pathetic right now. And they said, "What
play
some of this audio.
She said,
it's over now. But she's like laying in the bed, talking all.
It's all my fault.
Oh my God, I'm just.
I got what I deserved.
Whoa.
So we don't.
It's me.
Very interesting coincidence.
Which is funny.
The movie.
Very weird coincidence. Sophia is in prison with, and she's sharing the same cell with Chloe. It's a best friend.
And they're like, oh man, glad it's like me and Josh being locked up. Like, well, dude, man, good to see you, bro. Hey man, I'm so happy to see you. She literally says, I'm happy to see you. I'm not happy to see you. Why are you also
here? You should not be here.
This is horrible.
Well, you remember my abusive boyfriend? I killed him.
I'm so happy for you. Yay.
I'm so happy
we're
for
felons.
You.
Oh, my God. Lot.
We're felons.
We're felons.
Yeah, you guys may have to play some of this audio.
Oh, goodness.
It happened so fast, but fuck all that. You the last person I expected to see in here. What the fuck did you do?
I shot the parole officer, bitch.
Bitch, you killed her?
Nah. Thank God.
Some fucked up ass shit. Bitch, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Felons.
So, y'all notice that even Sophia's dialogue has changed now?
Yeah.
Like Sophia sounded like bad girl now.
Right.
She's a
murderer. Thug now.
That's what happened.
She's straight about that life.
I mean,
all it took was killing her.
I mean,
boyfriend.
Shit. I'm gonna do my
sure,
time.
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure murdering someone will change you.
Cause he's like, fuck that shit, bitch. Yeah, I killed that nigga, took him and shot him in the head, motherfucker. Fuck that. Well, last movie, my king. You want me to just tie your shoe, my king?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
These personality shifts,
so,
man.
Chloe's in jail for 5 years. And Sophia's basically serving life for murder. And so,
of course,
Max is out, but he's like,
"No, you got the other way around. Other way around. Chloe is
said.
In jail for 5 years.
Exactly
Sophia, did you? Oh, okay.
I think that's
their
what
name,
he's saying.
Okay,
Chloe,
my bad.
Their names kind of sound ran together.
So
they really do.
She's trying to. This is where you say like, yeah, we're gonna, you know, you're gonna be able to connect. And so he's just trying to be like, I'm gonna be there for you. Like he was saying earlier, Mark. Like he's like, you know, anything I can do to be there for you. And that's when she's like, I gotta do this myself. You know. I gotta have the mentality
yeah,
where I
like
serve
that
the time myself.
Absolutely no sense.
I gotta do this myself. I'm like, no, I gotta do this my way alone. Like, no, you don't. I know how it is to be in jail, and having someone out is actually good for you. Like having some, you know, so it's like, you know, I want to be able to be there for you. It's important.
It's because she doesn't want him to see her locked up like an animal.
Maybe she thinks it'll make it harder for her if she's constantly
like
being
it's harder
reminded
for her
about
to be
him,
the time.
Like thinking about
she's
him,
she's thinking
in the
about
background.
Somebody else on the outside because it just be hard. Maybe,
right?
Maybe.
So yeah, but yeah, she's saying she doesn't want any contact with him until she gets out, and then they can start a family and get married, all that stuff. So she's
no
making
contact.
A promise that. But he's like, are you sure? Right. But he's like, are you sure? Like that 5 years is a long time.
I mean,
time.
It goes by, you know.
So that's what
in
she
jail.
Wants.
It's like, what it's like. 5 years is a long time.
So the side story that happens, just to keep the story going, is Snow visits Max. He's like, where's my money at? He's like, Rodney didn't give you the money? No, I didn't even give me no money. What are you talking about? And so, of course, Max is like, what the fuck? So he's got to figure.
Yes,
he got to figure
surprised.
It out. Yes,
why is he surprised?
Yes,
because he was
stupid.
Gave him the money. So
Snow is the person you should have handed the check.
Snow
to.
Shows up. He's like, I wasn't in my right mind. Talk to him, Snow.
Right, because Snow's
like,
his
well,
job.
Tell Snow to come to you.
So Snow gives Max a Glock. So he because he's trying to find
so
Rodney.
So he could go shoot
and
Rodney.
Voicemail. Rodney is gone.
Yeah, straight
you
to voicemail.
You cannot find Rodney. Right, Rodney.
He's gone. He took that $40,000 and left.
Vanished. Right. And he got like a day to 24 pay.
24 hours.
He has 1 day left to pay Snow.
Which I want to know where Rodney went with $40,000. Because when you really think about it, $40,000 sounds like a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
Like, he would have to... So did he move states? Because to be, if Snow is as dangerous as you say he is,
right,
then you got to get out of state to get away
that's
from
still
Snow.
Snow money.
Right. Okay, so that mean he got the right. That mean he got to move. He got to get another lease on a different apartment or a house or something like that. He has to spend the money driving, getting a U-Haul or whatever, or if he's just bouncing and he gotta buy all new furniture. That $40,000 don't mean
it's gone. So like, why would you even want to do that?
Right. Exactly.
I can spend $40,000 real fast.
Oh yeah. I know I can.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why I'm relocating. Would you, like,
what's the point?
You know, if I'm completely relocated, I can find a way to
he wasn't go through his that life 40, wasn't 000. In danger. So it's like, why you need to relocate? Right.
But he knew that snow was gonna come after them.
I mean, yeah. So Rodney finds. I mean,
this
I'm sorry,
girl
Max
did a really
finds,
good job. She actually did a really good job playing somebody who was genuinely scared.
Right, right. Yeah, Max finds. Is this like Rodney's?
That's
ex-girlfriend?
Rodney's girlfriend. Or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He rolls up on her, and she's like, you know, he's like, "Where's Rodney?" He got the gun pointed to her. Her acting right here is very convincing.
Probably because she wasn't acting because they actually threatened to kill her and they filmed it.
Right, like she didn't out. Realize that was going to happen.
Her boyfriend really named me. She's like... So...
I'll let you slide. Can anybody else
oh, that's right. Yeah, he said he wanted an extension.
On, you already know it's an emergency.
And
man.
Snow was like, "Nah, nigga.
You know me. You know I'm gonna pay my debt. I just need a little more time, man." Yo, it ain't nothing that I can do for you. I told you that.
And that's it. Give me my money.
Mm-hmm. But Snow just a heartless killer.
So
I know. I like how he's not planning to kill Snow at all. It's like, it's right.
So what does he do?
That's not even the option. He goes back to the parole officer and asks her for another $40,000, and she gives him.
Does she give him another $40,000?
Damn, for real?
Yes, she gives him another $40,000. Then he takes it straight to Snow and pays.
How does
that.
She have $80,000?
Like, where are you exactly?
What does she
you're
do?
You're a parole officer,
right? You're a parole officer in Detroit.
There's no way you have that money.
So yeah, that's crazy.
He promised he'll pay her back some kind
that's
of
that's all you need is another $40,000?
Another $40,000.
That's it. And that's it. And what does she do?
Oh, goodness.
First thing you got to do is...
That's not what she says at all.
She's not like that, though.
It'd be funny if that's what she suddenly switched back.
She got cash money. And she like, "You don't even got to worry about paying me back." What? You know?
Well, you know, I mean, she's a parole officer, so there's no telling what kind of underground,
you know,
underhanded shit she got
that.
Access to. Because she right. did have cocaine probably, and pee in a
people probably have paid
she
her.
Probably blackmailed. Probably blackmailed.
People have paid
blackmailing
her
a few
sure
people, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Come up in her in AP. So yeah, she definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny thing is that Snow is helping.
But he already
Max
paid Snow back.
Fine, Rodney.
Okay.
No, he hasn't paid him back
no,
yet.
No, not yet.
It's like Snow kind of works as two different characters in this movie. He's like helping him get Rodney and
demanding that he pay him his.
Right. It's
or
weird.
That he works for him or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Come on, man. You already know it's an emergency, man.
Yeah, so they know where Rodney is. Up. So he's like, I'm gonna let you find Rodney.
He's like, yeah, so he gets the address for him. Yeah, so Snow finds Rodney and gives
what
him,
is,
and tells Max where to find him.
What does Max do with Rodney?
And he runs, he rolls up on him and tries to find
crazy.
Out what happened to all that money.
Rodney's stupid.
Which I don't Rodney know what bitch. Rodney's plan was.
Is he listening? Rodney, if you listening.
He does listen. Hey, man, I like your show, man, until you call me a bitch, man.
Oh, goodness.
I know, man. I thought you loved me, bro.
Oh, man. So, yeah. That's wild. He's just...
What does he take him to?
I mean...
Somewhere so he can just kill him? No, he takes them to the house he's staying at or whatever. Yeah, that's when you ask where the money
is. So Max has $40,000 already to give Snow back. And then he finds Rodney to see where the other money at. And then what does he do?
I'm trying to explain to you, man.
Oh.
But he don't explain.
Yeah, I got you.
Chill, man. Rewind it, then play it. Yeah.
So Max finds Rodney, takes him to somewhere so he can find out where the money is.
Well, basically, where Rodney is staying at, I think.
Yeah, that's where Rodney hiding now.
I fucking taunted you.
Trying to explain to you, and when he shoots him immediately,
and he just no explanation. Max shoots, kills Rodney.
Yeah,
because which for me this part it kind of bothered me because I was like, I needed an explanation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was a bitch ass nigga.
So he just said it's gone. Yeah, what happened to it?
I want to know why. How in the hell is 40K gone?
Did they ever explain?
There was another story there. No, they didn't. That's why I said I wanted to know.
I don't know what he meant by it's gone.
Because I thought Rodney did pay Snow at one point. Did pay Snow, and Snow is playing them to kill each other. But that. Turns out that wasn't the case, but it's like, why is it? Because it could have gone that way, where Snow was like, he did get paid by Rodney, and Rodney did give him all the money.
Which make
but
the
then
most
Snow
sense.
Was lying to him, to Max, and trying to get that way to get Max back on his side. But Max pays off Snow, and that's that. And we have 5 years later, and we see Chloe and Sophia still in prison together. And Sophia brings Chloe the letters from Max, and she's like, I'm on the floor. And she's like, I'm not going to still ever read them.
You ain't got a chance.
And Sophia's like, it's been 5 years. You need to see what's going on. You're like, that's your man or whatever, you know? And so Chloe decides to read these letters for Max.
Yes.
And it's like years of letters. Yep. And she's going through them and stuff. It's like to the point where like, I think about 3 years ago, or maybe 2 years ago.
You don't say nothing else.
Letters,
yeah, it's my
Max
last letter.
Like,
if you don't do nothing
it's my
else.
Last letter, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if
letter.
You're alive
I think,
or
you know,
not.
I don't know what happened to you. I'm not hearing anything from you. Right. Yeah. Like,
I'm
I have
moving
to move on
my on. Life. Right.
I got to move
say
on my life. Unless
you know,
you
let
respond.
Me know. And you can even let your girl know to let me know. I'm just letting you let me know something.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So, but. Chloe still doesn't write back or nothing like that. And plus, she's about to get out. So Chloe's 5 years is up as she gets out. She thinks everything is the same when she gets out.
Which I don't know how to fuck
are you,
she could expect that.
Like,
because she expects Max to still be at this job.
Idea. Right.
Still
she
be
expect,
a janitor.
She expects Max to still be a janitor working for Malcolm. She, well,
working
I mean, not
the same
working
company.
For Malcolm, but like...
Yeah, she know
Malcolm's can happen
dead.
In 5 years.
yeah, she know Malcolm dead. But she also thinks that Max is just sitting around twiddling his thumbs, waiting on her to get out, even though they haven't said a word to each other in fucking years. Because it was her idea. And then she go home expecting him to just happily be there waiting by the door with open arms.
Right.
Waiting
so she
on her
she,
ass to come back in.
She
like,
goes to like their old home.
How many
he's
tests
not there
do
anymore?
These folks have?
Right.
Oh, that. Goodness.
That's like five Teslas.
That's the
but
first
yeah, she
place
goes
she
to their old house where she
it's
thinks
like
Max
every
is still there.
Vehicle in this movie is a Tesla.
Everybody's
you
rich in this movie. Everybody's ballers in this movie.
When that's she why pulls you just up give to away. The driveway, there's two Teslas in the driveway. There's one.
Yep.
And there's the other one.
Wow.
So this is her old house that she obviously didn't own, I guess.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I guess not.
And as she's knocking I'm on the back, door doing a little you know? Happy dance. And then some whole different nigga answer the door.
Who the fuck is Max? Max doesn't live
it's,
here.
It's
no,
like a
no,
nigga with finger waves
right.
comes to the door.
I've been living here for the last 2 years. He got grill. Yeah. He got a cold grill in his mouth.
Yep. But so the house, away. I guess she didn't know. Like, if she didn't own it, did she think he was going to be able to pay the rent for on a janitor's salary? or know, even right? the because she goes to his job, like, come you know.
On. So she goes to the
that's his full name,
Maxwell Griffin. That's right. I forgot. Yeah, it's Maxwell. I forgot Maxwell because last episode
he hasn't worked here for a few years now. What the fuck? Did you not even expect him to progress in life professionally? Right.
Like, I'm still a janitor mm-hmm. for 5 years.
At the same building.
He's like got into real estate.
Even
and stuff.
If he is a janitor, would like he would at least like, move around a little bit by then.
She's like, can you tell me where his address is?
Are you his wife? Well, no.
Oh, goodness. So.
So how'd she find the address?
No, I think. I thought she sneaks.
Oh, she begs her. She begs the secretary. Yeah.
I thought she begs the secretary. In there, but yeah.
Oh, so she. No. She gives it to her. She's like, okay.
Oh, okay.
She said, you ain't get this from me.
So she gets the address where the last known address. So he's in the real estate. So he then moved up. She's like, it's 5 years.
And she's just
now.
So happy, just walks out. Yes. She's literally smiling, just so happy that she knows she's gonna reunite with her man.
Max is gonna be so happy to see me.
Not even a letter,
not even a
postcard,
not a phone call, text, nothing at all.
Yep.
Completely ghost for 5 years. I don't know what this part got to do anything. Oh, is Sophia calling Chloe?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
Because Sophia is in prison forever.
She's trying to find out what's going on. Right, she wants to know what's right. Yeah, that's it for Sophia. So, yeah.
They all trying to see like, oh yeah, it's like where's the talk to him yet? It's like I don't know what you know. He's trying to find him, so we just don't know. I'm on my way to find him. Got another address, so yep, she goes to his address. And it better not be the parole officer's address, is what she said.
This is just a long conversation. Right. Well, I'm going to kill both of them.
Yep.
It better not be, because that's like I promised you. I'm going to kill both of them.
And, you know.
Because he should have waited by the door for
years.
Me with no phone call or postcard or visit or anything for 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not? This is the perfect.
Oh,
you're
going to play this
part,
huh?
Scene in the movie is everything gets resolved.
It's a nice next, door. I love
the
oh,
next
yeah,
to the last. Yeah, yeah. Next to the last.
This is where we get.
I want a door like that.
Guess who
house.
Opens the door?
She sees Max and
she
Chloe.
Hops in his arm like, get the hell off me with your dirty prison clothes.
And Max is confused as fuck.
Chloe, I ain't heard nothing from you in 5 years. I didn't know if you was dead or alive.
Or if you even still live. No, bitch.
Or if you blame me for you being in there.
I'm home. We can start fresh. Start our family. We're good.
Nothing.
Daddy, Daddy. Mommy's calling.
You waited
no,
for me.
No, that's not how it works. We need lots of therapy.
That's a nice, innocent child.
Some biracial kid.
Oh, I see.
Nice, innocent, biracial child comes out.
Okay.
And there's the parole officer. They have a family. Max and parole. Yep, she's now parole officer Griffin.
Her middle name is Officer.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she kept her last name. Officer
Griffin.
Right, she kept her. She kept her original name.
You promised, but you.
First name now, is parole.
Now parole officer's getting her old character.
This movie! Oh my goodness! Oh man!
Oh my goodness!
The movie!
So for those listening,
everybody.
Chloe just shot everybody. She shot the parole officer. She
now,
shot Max, and
forgot,
she shot the kid.
Because she said that was the first time I was in jail. And so then at this point, I didn't realize while I was watching the movie that she was still narrating before. I forgot. And so that's where that's the last scene we get. It was like, yep, now I'm in jail.
forever.
Ben shot that bitch in the face during the party.
Smoking a cigarette.
Fuck no. Make sure you leave that part in the story. Don't leave that part out.
Of course. So, you got any idea what you want this?
Why?
I don't know. Just make sure it's something fly. No.
Look in the camera.
Mm. Got it. Name that shit. All I want is you.
Part two.
What?
Roll credits. I love when movies do that. When they say the name of the movie, then the credits roll.
Oh, my goodness.
Not many movies do that.
Oh, I'm glad
this movie actually does it.
Okay, man. Let's talk about that last scene, though. That's that right there.
So,
man.
We get to...
Man. That's the reason why we're talking about
it. Well, that's what got us into this movie, because I saw this on a clip. We were sharing this to each other on a... It's like a TikTok clip or something like that. Of that last part.
Okay.
Somebody sent it to me. One of y'all or somebody sent it to
me. Not me, because I didn't see that scene until I watched the movie.
Maybe it was my friend Byron, okay. Who actually has his own podcast, Random Thoughts Hour.
That scene.
But he sent me a clip.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, I gotta find this movie. And then like, but I didn't find it on purpose. It ended up
that's
being
the
this
movie.
By the time I got to this, I was like, oh shit, that's the movie
that
from the
sense.
Clip. Like,
that makes
you know.
Sense.
That's what it was for me, for no disrespect, when they did the bullet,
yeah.
When they did
yeah.
the bullet thing, because I saw that clip.
Like, that's the movie.
And then, when I ended up watching No Disrespect, I was
so
like, oh, that's the movie.
What did you think when you first saw
clip?
That clip yeah. of this lady mm-hmm. shooting these people? Yes.
Me? I bust out
kid
laughing because
I'm just
the
a kid.
Kid's acting. It's like, I'm just a
the
kid,
writer,
pal.
Silk White, you wrote that down. You wrote down, I'm just a kid, and then bullet shoots
right.
Child. That's the last line right. the child say. You could not be serious. I'm just
it wasn't,
a kid.
Oh, no, no. The kid didn't cry, didn't scream. The kid just like,
hey,
I'm just
hey,
a
hey,
kid.
I'm just a kid.
Exactly.
I
wasn't even their kid. It wasn't even their child.
I'm just a kid.
I was just stopping by. I know, right? I
It'd be funny if the line was, I'm just
oh,
some
my.
Kid. Because
it obviously wasn't none of their kids.
That's
a mixed child name.
I was
that weren't
newspaper.
Her parents. Yeah, it was more than 5 years. Like 7, 8 years
old. That kid was not.
That kid was like seven,
that was not
eight.
That child.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no way for it to go for it
yeah,
to make sense.
3 years
that kid
old, because he said he was writing letters, and so unless he
right.
was already, I mean, the parole officers could have been pregnant from the time that they were doing it.
Right.
That
kid,
is true.
That
good
kid
point.
Should have
good
been
point.
A way younger kid, and then mine should have been a boo boo.
Do you blame Max for going with the parole officer? I mean, she did give him $80,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's the least she could have given him, though, for all that.
She was trauma.
You know,
she was
sexual
the,
assault.
She was.
She blackmailed him. There's blackmailing. There's sexual
I think
assault,
that he
sexual
was being
harassment,
abused
all kinds
anyway.
Of
like,
stuff.
That was at 60.
That she
that $80,000 was a power.
Yeah, he was being abused by her.
It was.
So she was the beast.
This was a Beauty and the Beast type of situation. Yeah, she was the beast. Like y'all have heard of that, right? The Beauty and the Beast kind of situation.
No,
where,
what's that?
Where the girl she falls for Beast after being, you know, she's imprisoned by him. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, and the beast is not nice to her, but then toward the end, she falls for him, and then she's all in love with him, even though he was terrible
so
to
he,
her at first, the first half
so
of the
story.
So
she's the beauty.
Oh, so he's having a Beauty and the Beast situation, but he's the beauty and she's the beast.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I never
I
heard of that.
I mean...
Yeah, I forgot what they called it.
Beauty and Beast
it's
condition?
Some kind of condition they call it.
You're talking about Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
When you fall in love with your oppressor.
Let's say
right.
that was
been the case.
Because that's the only thing mm-hmm. that would make sense of why he would be with her. Because
I don't think there was no way he should have been with her. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's the
Max was manipulated. He fell for the parole officer's changed ways. Because he was all, you know, because he ended up giving her a kiss on the cheek and all that stuff. Because she was like, I'm sorry.
But she really was abusive. Oh, yeah, okay, he did say that.
You're a good woman. Remember, he said that. He said, you're a good woman.
Like, how long was he writing letters before he called the parole officer back up? You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. He went, well, yeah, it was.
Wait, all right, so yes. So she was in there for 5.
Right,
he was writing her letters for 3. Yeah, so that kid should not have been 8.
Oh my goodness! They shouldn't have.
There's no way. They shouldn't even have
been okay without the child. It still would have hit.
Right,
it made it.
It just made it more sensational with the child.
It made it more.
Even though the child didn't fit,
it's a Tubi movie. That's why.
Because they're like, what? Because even though, I mean, I guess if they kill both of them. Yeah, and she was like, I don't
it
care.
It just makes it more scandalous. Like,
make you feel any guilt with having a child?
Pow.
Nope, I don't care.
Just let you know how gangster. It made you,
so
it lets you know how gangster Chloe is, basically. Chloe became the biggest villain in the movie. That's right. And that's basically, she went through the biggest character shift because we said every character changed. She went through the biggest one where she was literally the protagonist
smoking
at
a
first
cigarette.
And became the antagonist at the end.
Smoking I don't know. A cigarette I still end. Think. Well, maybe, technically, because, maybe that's the biggest character shift. Well, not really, because Chloe already showed you
that
she
was
about that
first
life
first,
when she bust old girl in the head with a bottle.
The first scene in the movie is her. And
the biggest character shift to me was parole officer.
Oh, okay.
Because she went from being such an evil bitch. And then by the end of the movie, she's like, oh, this is my family. I'm so sweet. Like, what the fuck? Like, she literally came out like, oh, as if she wasn't, as if this not this dude ex. Like, you should
she
be
just
terrified
got out of jail
to see
for
her
shooting
at your
you.
Door right now.
Right, for being
you
with
know
her
saying?
Man, and now
for
you're being, with her man right now.
Oh my god,
married
why.
With a whole family. And you're like, oh,
if they were going to be together, they could have,
like,
they should have
no,
been
don't
tipping
work
on
like that.
So even
track
if,
over the time that she was going to be in jail if they were going to be together. Yeah.
She should have been in jail for the whole 9.
Right.
With a whole 8-year-old kid, that would have made
so
a little bit
I
more
get,
sense.
And I get what you're saying with Max. Like, so even if Max didn't hook up with the parole officer,
I would have understood him.
He would probably have been with somebody else.
Being with somebody else.
I would have understood him being with somebody else.
I think Chloe has still killed him and someone else.
No. She would have just been like, damn, I guess I should have allowed him
to
contact me while I was locked up.
Oh, I see.
Because we could have made that work.
Promise. She's just following her promise because
she
did promise her.
If you shoot with, if you sleep with that bitch, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm
gonna kill both of you. And then she actually did that.
But like, if she didn't talk to him for 5 years,
some other person,
and he ended up
working, somebody that he met at work,
a third woman,
somebody different.
That wasn't that he never that she never met or whatever. She could not. It would have been unfair for her
now
to be upset about that.
I was going to say that.
So, what were you going to say?
Max could have been in jail for murder. He did murder Rodney. Yeah, I guess so.
He got away with it.
No.
I thought you were going to say he murdered that.
How did, wait a minute, how did Max, Max committed the same crime that Sophia did? Sophia got caught immediately.
Because well, Malcolm
Max,
was a big
Max
high
and,
profile,
you know,
right? And somebody probably saw that happen.
Maybe got somebody to. No.
Nah. Yeah, Rodney, that wouldn't
and
have
Snow
been a high
like,
profile case.
Right. Nobody cared. Nobody.
Damn, probably, something happened to that poor man. It's a damn shame to hear about what happened to Rodney.
Yeah,
oh, well.
With Malcolm, they're like investigators and detectives and stuff. Like, we got to find out who shot this mogul guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Rodney, that's just some dead man on the street.
Yep.
That's
it.
Was. Yeah, that's what it was. It kind of showed you that. Mm-hmm. But favorite characters real quick.
Man, see, my that shit changed for me between part one and part two, because part one,
yeah,
definitely Max is my favorite character.
He made
part two.
He made
like,
some
Max,
stupid choices in part two.
Kind of stupid on this one. Part two, my favorite character is a kid.
Wow. So I'll say this:
Sophia,
part one, Max,
and part
two.
Oh
Sophia.
Yeah, she did change. Yeah, she.
Yeah, Sophia in part two.
Okay,
yeah, she got a real desserts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Sophia. I mean, it's kind of revenge, but yeah. I mean, it's revenge. But now she in prison. Well,
yeah, but yeah. She, you know, but
I'm
gonna
say parole officer
because of that. You know,
what's the last name? Parole, no, the
parole
hyphen,
then officer.
Hyphen
officer. Yeah. Is
when
the
she
last
got
name.
Married,
parole
the
is the first name.
Parole is the first name. Yeah.
Officer is the last name.
Parole officer, or you just call her parole Griffin.
Officer Griffin. But yeah, her character changed. She's just so sensitive and sweet.
Oh man, just caring and nurturing.
So, she's definitely
my least favorite
character. Honestly,
least favorite character. Then, in all honesty,
male officer and Malcolm are
that's
the
what
worst.
Saying, both of them are bad.
My least favorite character in the first movie is parole officer. Yeah, fuck Rodney.
But we didn't get an explanation from Rodney. I say Malcolm all the way.
Yes,
Malcolm,
is all the way around.
Malcolm was
no
a horrible person.
Redemption.
Yeah, yeah. And Malcolm was the kind of person and when he got killed, I was happy. I was like, yeah, his ass is
That's so funny. I got a brother named Malcolm and,
just talking
and a
about
cousin
him.
Named Rodney.
And a sister named parole officer.
I know. And sister Sophia, man. Sophia locked up. Malcolm's a piece of shit.
I would say Malcolm was my least favorite character because when he got killed, I was happy. But when parole officer got killed, I was like, oh, well, you know, I wasn't as sad. I mean, I wasn't sad at all, but I wasn't as happy as I was when Malcolm
you wasn't
was
as
killed.
Satisfied. Yeah.
And same with Rodney. When Rodney got killed, I wasn't.
When Rodney got killed, I was satisfied.
I was okay. I was like, well, you know. But when Malcolm got killed, I was like, yes, finally, got his ass. He deserved it. So that's why he was my least favorite character.
Because, I mean, he didn't have any shame whatsoever about what
he
did in his office.
He had big balls. He had big balls. He was just
he
like,
made
I
sure
do whatever
everybody
the fuck
saw
I want.
Them.
Right. Literally. Right. So he got what he deserved. So I was like, yeah, fuck Malcolm.
I mean, he ain't had no lock on the door, nothing. He didn't care what he did in that office. He didn't care if the blinds were straight, nothing.
Okay.
Shit.
That bothered Mark.
How are we going to do that?
So rating of this movie. Yeah, we say we're going to do that. Well, both, you know, we said that last time, and we're going to wait it for this episode.
For the two-parter.
It's a replay for me for both altogether. I mean, yeah, just replay.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, replay. Yeah. I don't need a sequel, baby.
No,
means.
I don't need another one.
But yeah, replay. I've already watched both these movies at least twice, maybe more. Yeah.
All right.
This is some of those Tubi movies where it's like, if you like to get frustrated once again, if you like to get frustrated at the characters and yell at the screen, you like that kind of stuff, this is definitely one of those movies.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But this movie didn't make me as angry as
no,
Wrong One.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong One pissed me off.
They literally lolled into the camera and smiled. Like, oh my God.
Good night.
Well, that's it for Tubi Tuesday. Good night, everybody.